It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We are joined now by girls basketball coach, that is David Boucher, coming off a game against Holton on a Tuesday. It was a 51-44 Wildcats win. Coach, take us back to that one a little bit and just a few key takeaways from it.
You know, we played them. You know, every coach wants growth. We got growth from the first time we played Holton to the second time. You know, but it's one of those that we felt like we really let it slip away. Had an 8-point lead, and you know, with early mid third quarter, and really, you know, executed well. We missed layups, we missed shots, and then what we didn't execute that Holton really took advantage of is we didn't block out. You know, we didn't rebound as well as we had been doing, and as well as we can. And I know we can get better with that. And as coaches, we got to get back and make sure we focus on that and really, really hammer that home. And I think the girls responded yesterday to that and getting after it. But yeah, overall, better game, than what we played, you know, a month or 6 weeks ago. But we still got growth. We still got to get better, and we still got to, play consistently for 32 minutes, which we haven't done too much this season.
Well, and you got some time, of course, here down the stretch, a few weeks left here in the regular season to make sure you're playing your best basketball. You know, you've played in so many close games this year, and it's not, for the most part, come out on the winning end, but you've been right there in so many. What would you say? Can you pinpoint anything specific in regards to just why you're not able to close out some of these games?
You know, that's a question we've asked ourselves as coaching staff and asked our team. And come together and really try to connect. And you know, I think the hard part is it's we've lost games a couple different ways and well, multiple different ways. It's not been one consistent theme. You know, early in the season, we were careless with the basketball and we turned the ball over too much. Tuesday, we kind of turned the ball over a little too much too, but since Christmas, we'd really kind of fixed that. And then sometimes, you know, consistently blocking out, really at the end of the day, it's just consistency. It's consistently passing the ball, finding the open person, playing within ourselves, letting the game, you know, come to us and kind of playing from there, reading there. We have great kids who understand basketball, who play hard and different things. And we just got to make sure we play consistently, for 32 minutes. And, our league is so hard. You know, our conference, our schedule is so tough. You know, and how many ranked teams we played, whether I don't care if they're 2A, 3A, or 4A teams, how many different, you know, different types of teams we play. So you got to bring consistent 32 minutes, you know, every night, whether it's league play or non-league play.
Well, now you get a second go-around with Sabetha. You saw him way back in December, and that was you know, offensively, not one of the better nights, just 23 points, and it was a 41-23 Sabetha win. The Blue Jays, you know, in the middle of the season, they were a little bit down, but they seem to be coming back up to earth a little bit. They got a great win against Riverside on a Tuesday. They won that one by 10. They seem to be riding high a little bit. Sabetha, they got one of the better guards in Mary Lou Kurtz, but just a challenge all the way around.
Yeah, I'm a well-coached team. You know, Nate does a great job with them. They get better and they shot the ball really well on Tuesday. You know, it's one of those things where Riverside misses open shots and Sabetha gets the same open shots and they make them, you know, and that's the way basketball goes sometimes. But they're going to be fundamentally sound. They play hard. You know, they block out and they try to find the open person and they do some good things. Yeah, I think the first time we played them, I think my entire team was sick and so every shot was short and it was our worst offensive performance of the season for a team that averages 46 points a game. To average half of that, it's not like we didn't have the open shots, not like we didn't do what we needed to do. That was one of those things. We're running some sickness and we're tired and we didn't quite get our legs underneath us to make those shots and left everything short. But yeah, they're a high quality team. We just got to play hard. We got to play consistent. We got to believe, and continue to grow.
There it is, Royal Valley Girls Basketball. Coach David Boucher joining us, coming off a loss to Holton on Tuesday. They're right back to it. Tough one at Sabetha on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck there, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.